بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ تحدث أخبارها ثم قال أتدرون ما أخبارها؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال فإن أخبارها أن تشهد على كل عبد أو أمة بما عمل على ظهرها، تقول عملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا، فهذه أخبارها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had recited the verse يوم إذن تحدث أخبارها, which comes in Surah Zilzal, wherein Allah Ta'ala says on that day the earth will relate its information. The earth will relate and narrate its news, akhbar. Sahaba asked Rasulullah, on Nabiya Kareem asked Sahaba, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا أَخْبَارُهَا؟ Do you know what is the news of the earth? What is the earth going to narrate? Sahaba said, Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, he said, verily, its news, its information that it will relate is that it will give, it will bear testimony against every man and woman regarding whatever he or she did on its back. In other words, whatever we have performed, we have done in this world, every single deed the earth had witnessed, and in the day of Qiyamah it will bear testimony to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding every action that every single person did on its back. It will say, عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. It will say, you did a certain action, that action, this action, on that particular day, on that certain time, that month. فَهَذِي أَخْبَارُهَا. That is its news. So sometimes we commit sins, and we are thinking that nobody is watching us. Of course, Allah is always watching us. Allah is ever watching. And Allah has given angels also to record those sins. And many times there are people around us who are watching. But sometimes we feel that none of them are watching. And we forget Allah is watching. And we forget the angels are watching. And perhaps no human being had seen it. But the earth on which we have committed this sin, this earth is also going to bear testimony. Allah will give it the power of speech on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem says, may explain that when a person makes sincere tawbah, genuine tawbah, cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfills the requirements of tawbah, he abandons the sin, he feels that nadamat and pain, he promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes a firm resolve that he will not commit the sin again, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipes out that sin completely, even from his books where the angels had recorded it, and even all those people who witnessed that him committing the sin, and the earth that saw him committing the sin, Allah will make all of that being be completely obliterated. So on the day of Qiyamah, these things do not bear testimony against the person. And therefore some mashayikh have explained that if possible, the same spot where you committed the sin, if it is possible, obviously not in a haram place, you committed some sin in a cinema, that you must go back to the cinema. Otherwise, anywhere else, if a person had committed a sin, and if it is possible for him to go back on the same spot and make tawbah, it is recommended to do so, because of the hadith that narrated now, that Allah Ta'ala will make the earth even forget, and the earth will not bear testimony against you. Otherwise, if that's not possible, still we make sincere tawbah, so that the earth does not give its akhbar, its news, and bear testimony against us on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَيْفَ أَنْعَمْ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, how could I enjoy life? وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدْ إِلْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنَ. When the angel who has been deputed to blow the trumpet, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, has already placed the trumpet in his mouth. وَاسْتَمَعَ الْإِذْنَ مَتَى يُؤْمَرُ بِالنَّفْقِ فَيَنْفُخُ. And the angel who is deputed to blow the trumpet is listening very, very attentively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment to blow so that he may blow. So the angel has already got the trumpet in his mouth from the time Allah Ta'ala deputed him with that command. And he's waiting now for Allah's hukam to come that he must blow the trumpet. فَيَنْفُخُ so that he may blow. فَكَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ ثَقُولَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ When Sahaba heard this, they weighed the statement very, very heavily. They became very fearful. But imagine, Rasulullah is saying, كَيْفَ أَنْعَمْ How can I enjoy life when Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam is already about to blow the trumpet or waiting for permission to blow the trumpet? So this became very, very heavy on the Sahaba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam saw that they were struck with this fear. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ He says to them, قُلُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Say that Allah is sufficient for us and Allah is the best protectors. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Allah is sufficient for us and Allah is the best of protectors. So here this hadith also we understand because Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought it in the chapter of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing azab of the qabr, fearing azab of jahannam, so that we may prepare for the hereafter. Ultimately this is what we have been created for, to prepare for akhirat, so that we may go enter into paradise. And Qiyamat is a reality. The trumpet will be blown. It will be blown twice. And the first time it is sounded, everything in this world, all those who were living at that time, they also will die. Everything will be destroyed. And the second time when he will blow, every person will be raised before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will be resurrected from the qubur. So this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem gave them some solace, some comfort, and some direction. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. We place our trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the best of protectors. And this dua, even in these times, we should recite this dua in abundance. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over every single thing. Our duty is now to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for the real life after mawt. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.